Allie O'Neill joins me here in the studio right this moment. Thank you, Allie, for joining. Colorado Mountain College, along with the Carbondale Creative District, are mounting three shows in 2019 focusing on artists from Colorado's creative districts. Because as we were kind of talking off air earlier, right, Carbondale is a recognized creative district in the state of Colorado, and that makes us special, but not one of a kind, right? There's More than 20, right?
There are currently about 24 creative districts throughout the whole state of Colorado, and this specific lineup of shows is basically a collaboration between artists in all of those creative districts.
Awesome. Of which you are one of those artists, right?
Correct, yeah.
Very cool. So if I have it right, the work is going to hang in Morgridge Commons above the public library in Glenwood Springs.
Exactly, yeah. They have a gallery up there that it's going to be showing in.
Yeah, I've heard such good things. I remember getting a press release from CMC when Morgridge was like reopening. They had like a big renovation they did or something, and I just could not make it down to Glenwood that evening, and I felt so terrible, but I've heard it's a beautiful space.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really nice building, and they've got a great gallery space as well.
That's awesome. So first up is going to be a print exhibition. That's going to be called Impressions in Ink, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's happening next Friday, January 11th. And there's going to be an opening reception. Are you going to be part of that?
I will be, yeah, as well as a couple other artists from Carbondale as well. So the opening reception is next Friday, January 11th. From 6 to 8 p.m. And it's a really great way not only to see the show, but also to be able to talk to the artists about their process and the work that they're showing.
Definitely. So I know as I am not an artist, but I love to appreciate it, right?
Yeah.
I always love going. I'm always that obnoxious person that wants to be at the opening recessions or the talkbacks afterward. And that's always interesting for me. But so some artists, I know if you're more outgoing and a little bit more extroverted, that's great. You get to talk to your fans about your work and your process. I have talked to lots of artists who are a little bit more introverted who have admitted to me that that is their least favorite part of the whole process. Not to put you on the spot, but where do you fall on that spectrum?
I think I'm kind of an extroverted introvert. If it's something I'm talking about that I really love and feel super passionate about, I really feel no introversion at all.
Good.
So yeah, those events are really great. And I personally love going to openings as well. And, you know, it's really special to be able to see a piece, really relate to it, and then actually talk to the artist who made it about their process and their background too.
Right. Absolutely. So on that note, can you talk to me a little bit about your process? Because it's all impressions in ink, right? So how many pieces do you have featured?
Yeah, so for this show, I'm going to have two different pieces featured. I do woodblock prints as well as silk screen printing. And the two pieces I have in that show are both going to be screen prints. And I currently have been starting a business called Thimble Fox and have been doing a lot of my own drawings and silk screen printing them onto fabrics and eventually sewing them into different items of clothing.
Nice. So can you talk to me a little bit about the logistics of taking a sketch and then turning that around into a silk screen print? Like, that sounds probably more complicated than it is to me, but...
Honestly, describing it is probably more complicated than doing it because it's just such a long-winded process. Oh, gosh, I don't even know where to begin with that. You start with a sketch. You digitalize the sketch, print out a transparency, which is a kind of a sheet of plastic, and... basically, with a special UV light, you burn your drawing into a part of the screen that's coated with emulsion. It's a photosensitive material. And then you take a squeegee, print with the ink, and basically the ink only can go through where your design is. But it's a really beautiful process if you ever need a way better explanation. Anyone should look it up.
No, I love it. It sounds like it could be very meditative.
Yeah, it's super detail oriented and definitely very meditative. Yeah.
Nice. How did you ever get into this?
Actually, through Anderson Ranch. They offer really wonderful scholarship programs for local artists and especially favor local teachers, which I used to be. And I took a screen printing class there.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah. What are you screen printing your pieces onto? Are we talking t-shirts, tapestries? What are we talking?
Yeah. So for this show, it's all paper-based. So it's screen printing on a paper. But for my business, I'm doing screen printing onto different styles of fabrics. And then I'm kind of making my own patterns and designs and sewing those fabrics into, you know.
So you draw, you sew, you laser print, you know.
It's kind of cool. There's a couple different mediums in my style of work, which I feel really excited about.
Nice. How would you describe, like, how would you distill your style? I know that's a tall order. And it sounds like Ponder the Albatross just got here, if our listeners can hear them in the background.
I like to have a really clean style with kind of a deeper messaging behind it. So in my pieces that are in this show, one of them's basically a political commentary on our current president.
Yeah.
And another is kind of just social commentary about what it's like to be dating in this valley.
Things that
so I don't know if I have a
would
style
resonate with a lot of people. I think
I hope so. Yeah, isn't that the point of most art? You know?
To spark conversation. Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. That's really neat, and I have to commend you for not shying away from kind of the deeper messaging there. You know, I think a lot of people right now are like, "Well, I'm not political." And it's like, wait a minute, I thought all of the great arts, like, you know, we're all about that political, like, dissonance and discourse and really, like, getting you to think and question your reality. So kudos to you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I think kind of at this point, if you're not political, you're not really paying attention.
Right. So do you, I mean, obviously you have a pretty clear message that you're trying to get out there. Are you trying to be, you know, is there subtext to it, or is it just, you know, what you see is what you get, and I'm just giving you the thought so that you can let it, you know, percolate around a little bit?
Yeah. So I think, I mean, it's kind of two different things, the artwork I create for the show and then the pieces I create for my business. But with Thimble Fox, I think the kind of deeper messaging is that basically in the fashion industry, there's a lot of social and environmental inequities that I don't think a ton of people are deeply aware of. And I just have seen my friends and even myself go to Target and get a $10 shirt that's so cute and be so excited and then not recognize how detrimental that can be for our world.
Yeah.
So basically, I'm trying to source all organic and all natural fabrics and just kind of have a business that's always going to, you know, if it grows, and I'm so fortunate to have employees, that I'm basically treating people and the planet fairly.
Yeah.
So it kind of stems from the concept that life isn't always going to be fair, but that fabric and fashion certainly can be.
Nice. So you're walking the talk of your art.
I'm certainly trying, yeah.
That's fantastic. Again, kudos to bringing such a level of authenticity to your pieces. And
thanks.
You know, good luck with your business as well. You said you were operating out of Saw right now?
Yeah, I am currently working in, it's called the Project Shop. It's a studio in Saw, and that's where I'm doing all of my printing.
That's awesome. Do you think you're going to stay there, or do you foresee yourself kind of branching out depending on the growth?
I would love to have my own studio someday, but it's a really great starting point and a really wonderful space as well.
Absolutely. I love, obviously, as a creative district, I love the creativity that goes into the artist community here, but also the creativity. There's such an entrepreneurship hub. So that is very cool.
Incredible.
Nice. Well, thank you so, so much. I so appreciate you joining me.
Yeah,
is there any
so
kind of final thought before I let you be free on the last bit of sunshine today?
I don't think so. Just I'm excited for next week for the opening. And if anyone's interested in coming, it's at Morgan, again, the CMC in downtown Glenwood at Mortgage Commons.
Now, what time does it start?
It goes from 6 to 8 p.m.
Awesome.
Yeah, January 11th.
Awesome. And I think it's fair to say you heard it here first, folks, because I think Carbondale Arts is still updating it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so, so much. And
thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to following your work. That's great.
Thank you so much.